7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Welcome to this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial, the number one video game podcast in the Southern Hemisphere. I think that's where we're at now. This is a mini-sode. We're not doing a full episode this week. So it's just me and the Todd Father today. It's your host, Brian Daniels, and Todd, the Todd Father Fortner. I don't have a nickname for myself today. I'm just too tired for nicknames, Todd.
I mean, you gotta be Corleone today. Corleone.
All right, I can be Don Corleone. I don't mind
Don
that, man.
Don Corleone. Yes.
I was gonna go with Al Bundy because I've been watching a whole lot of Married with Children lately. Just so much of that show, man. So good.
Married with Children, man. Love and marriage.
Love and marriage. Man, that theme song will get stuck in your head too, right?
Hell yeah, that was a classic, man. You doing good though, bro?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I do want to thank all of our fans for sticking with us, downloading, subscribing, leaving, interacting with us on Facebook. It's kind of nice, man. It's nice to hear. I do want to remind everybody that there is a $35 Amazon gift card contest still going on. We're going to announce the winners next episode. The winner next episode. All you got to do to enter is leave us a review on iTunes. And remember, you can drop by and visit us at facebook.com/skipthetutorialpodcast. You can follow us on Twitter at @stt_pod. Or you can go to our Facebook, which is, or email us. Sorry, I already did the Facebook. I told you I'm tired. you can email us.
The juice.
I should have gotten a monster. It's been one of those weeks, but you can email us at skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, man, one of these weeks where I've just been at a conference, but I thought it would be a fun mini-sode to do our top seven villains, Todd. Top seven video game villains. How do you think about that? How do you feel about that?
Moo-hoo-ha-ha-ha. Nah, man, I always feel good about it, man, especially after the State of the Union.
I was going to bring that up, like, too.
Oh, yeah, my fault. I'm just saying, like, that, I just felt like it was a good natural thing to talk about, man. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's always a pleasure, bro. I always enjoy this. And,
yeah,
you know, on my end too, man, it has been cool. People actually downloading and stuff like that and listening. But, yeah, man, it's I feel good. With every video game, as in every story in life, you need a good antagonist to find balance. So, you know, I think it's a good subject to talk about with other stuff that's coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then, you know, I think one of the more interesting things, too, is that I forget where I was reading about it, but somebody just put it was a quote or it was in a book. It says that every villain thinks that you're the villain in their story. And I was like, oh, okay, going to turn it around, man, like getting to some philosophy here, some ideas that lines aren't as black and white as we think they are. Sometimes it can be a little bit gray. Depending on motivation. It does remind me, did you ever, what was that church, man? That crazy church that protested all those funerals and stuff. You know who I'm talking about?
Oh, man, the military ones? I can't think of the name, man. You know my,
Westboro Baptist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So that brought me an idea of, you know, some of the more twisted villains out there. Because if you ever read about that dude, Fred Phelps, like his whole history, did you ever read through that on Wikipedia?
Nah, I didn't get a chance.
The guy started out as like one of the premier civil rights attorneys and gay rights attorneys in the South, like back in the day. Like the minister of that church started out as that. And he was even quoted multiple times saying that the only way we're going to get people to get behind civil rights and gay rights is by getting a true villain out there. And then right before he died, he was excommunicated from his church. Kind of makes me wonder, bro. Kind of makes me wonder if that was all a setup and he was just doing
I don't know, man. I blanked out. I was thinking about the motherfucker. I can't remember the name of it either. Like the cult where I think it was out here in Texas, not too far away. I was thinking about that, or the dude that had the people on the island and shit like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a new podcast out too that's actually pretty good, all about cults. It's called Cult. Oh, and it's okay, about Paracast. Okay. Like, I've been listening to that, and they got into, like, they got in real deep. Their first couple episodes are all about Charlie Manson. And that dude was crazy as balls. It's fun to listen to it, though. But that's what we're talking about. We're talking about villains. We're talking about antagonists. That's the dark side of human nature. We like to explore that. That's why serial killers all have, like, cult followings and people who really, really, like, listen to that stuff and collect books and collect memorabilia and stuff like that. But let's do this. We're starting out the mini-sode. Todd, let's get this started. First of all, we've both agreed this is no particular order, right?
No, sir. No, sir. These are just people and villains that pop up to mind that either were frustrating, memorable, whatever, for whatever reason, with your style of games that you play. And I am interested to hear your list, because I'm sure this one's going to be different. We might have a couple of that match. You know, we don't talk about this ahead of time. You know, we just pick our seven and keep it going. It's the mini soul just to touch the people and fuck with the people and, you know, holler at each other. And for me to be a villain real quick, a lot of people feel some type of way about mixing up gay rights and black rights with civil rights. We had that discussion.
Yes, 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 yes.
No knock on gay rights. That's respect. I feel it. But in some people's opinion, those rights have moved faster than other rights. And I ain't mad at it. We need to focus on it. Speaking of that, Black Panther coming out February 16th. I got my ticket. It's going down. But, yeah, I'm ready to get down with the, I'm ready to get down with the villain list, man. I'm excited to hear where you coming from, man.
Me too. Why don't you get us started, Todd? Let's tell the people, what's the first villain you thought of when we came up with this list?
Pac-Man Ghosts.
What? Oh, that's perfect. Oh my God, Pac-Man Ghosts.
You know, I'm an original Atari player, man, and from a little kid, you know what I mean? So whenever you brought this one up and was just like, man, let's just talk about some villains, man. It's just how we feeling, whatever else. That was the first thing that popped to mind. Those damn ghosts, bro. Like,
oh, what were they? Blinky, Pinky.
Yeah.
Oh, you know,
when you're like 4 or 5 years old, old man, when they after your ass and it's just you caught in the corner, that's some scary. It was some scary shit. Like, it didn't even need to be Silent Hill-ish scary. It was just.
It was just terrifying, man. It was terrifying. It's one of the first villains I think we all face as a child. Because I know one of the first video games I ever fell in love with was Mrs. Pac-Man. Miss Pac-Man on the Sega Genesis. Like, I begged my mother to buy that for me. I must have played hours of that. But those ghosts, man, they were pains. And didn't it feel so good when you got the power pill and finally got to eat them up?
That's what I'm saying. You're probably like, motherfuckers been chasing me. Damn ghosts, I've been womp, 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 womp. Now I'm on your ass, nigga. Now I'm on your. But then it blinks out. And now you back with the whole thing again. Here go the pressure, man. Classic game, man.
So good.
Well, you know, yeah, good antagonist, man. All right, what about you, my friend? What you got? What's going on with you?
The first one that I thought of was from a more recent game, and I know people have heard me talk about this in the past, previously, but it is Kamoshida from Persona 5. Just because...
Hold on, wait. I'm sorry. I know I just finished talking.
It's okay.
The name was Kamoshida?
Kamoshida.
All right. Yeah, this is why I was excited about your list, man. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, dude. Okay, so Kamoshida, man, like, he's the first real villain of the game, and he's probably the grossest villain I've ever come across in a video game. So not only does he, like... So he's a former champion, I believe an Olympic champion for volleyball, and so that's why they want him at the school, and the whole school is covering up everything he does because of the publicity he brings to the school. But he beats students regularly, he tortures his volleyball players, he sexually assaults the female students, and overall, Jesus. He's just gross, man. He's just gross. So when you finally get to face off with this dude, and you get to finally take him on... in his, like, Shadow Realm palace that you have to go to, it just feels so good. It just feels so good to take his ass out. And then you have to make him confess to his sins in front of the entire school. Spoiler alert, one of my favorite parts of the game. Like, okay. Just, it's so worth it, man. Like, because we've talked about this stuff before, and we both feel some kind of way when it comes to that kind of, like, guys who mess around like that, you know, with younger women.
Real quick, I didn't even notice. Did you know hear about the story about the Olympic doctor recently that just got sentenced to like 100-something years?
Yep.
I didn't even know about that. I was at Chiloso's. We was eating or whatever. I think that's how you say it. And the judge was just giving that dude the business. And I was there with a group of people. We were all just like, that's what he deserved, though.
That's right.
On them little girls. You know what I'm saying? So, hell yeah, you know how it is, bro.
That judge ended that with probably the most badass thing I've ever heard. It says, I just signed your death warrant. Bro. Oh, that's cold,
don't
man.
Don't go to jail for being the molester. Don't.
Don't. Nope. You're gonna die. That other guy, that other dude, the dude from Glee, I never watched that show, but apparently he was one of the actors on Glee. He got caught with, like, thousands of pictures and videos of child pornography. He just hung himself. He's about to face sentencing.
And I hope he burns in hell.
Oh, man. The donkey of the week is to steal from one of my favorite morning shows. For sure, man. For sure. Like, that's how we should go at the... We, instead of the donkey of the week, it's the I hope they burn in hell segment of the week. Oh, villains. So all good. Villains. All right, what's next on your list, bud?
Oh, man, I'm going to go to lighten it up, but to keep it super dark, I'm going to go with classical Dr. Robotnik. You know I reference. These are games I reference, so I can't not acknowledge the villains, man. That's what partially makes the games great,
yep.
Right? So I got to shout out my homeboy, VSOP67 family, you know what I'm saying? the funniest shit. I was grown, we were playing a game, man, and this Sonic been out forever. And what he would do, you know, at the end when they have the machines and you end the level, you jump on the machine and it releases the animals and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
My nigga, he would always be like, I freed the birds. I freed the animals. I freed the birds. And then, you know, you go up and down and he would make Sonic kind of get ready to do the dash. He would be like, head bang a Sonic, head bang a Sonic. I'm like, nigga, yes, you are right. Dr. Robotnik is an evil ass nigga. Very very creative and inventive with his you know, gadgets and doodads and such.
But, very creative. Yeah. He turned all those little furry creatures into real little, these little robot minions, man. That always pissed me off. I hated him so much.
I know. We're going to ratchet it up real quick to like real super evil motherfuckers. But when, man, that dude, he stuck. Dr. Robotnik stuck with me, man.
Oh, yeah. For real. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Totally. I mean, I just remember playing that game, and, well, he looked so much like my elementary school coach. Like, he looked so much like him. We used to call him Coach. His name was Coach Orcutt, and I ran into him when I was, like, 18 or 19, and he was a sweetheart, man. He's just a real sweet guy, right? Nice, kind dude. I mean, you got to be to teach kids and stuff like that. But we used to, man, I felt so bad. We used to call him Coach Roach. And just like, I just remember thinking about calling him Robotnik constantly. I was a little hellfire, man. I feel bad for him.
Coach? Which sport?
Nah, it was just like general coach, gym education kind of stuff. Yeah, that's all he would do. He would do PE, like physical ed. He was a nice guy, though. Like later on when I ran into him, I apologized. I was like, man, I'm so sorry for calling you Robotnik and Coach Roach all the time. And he's like, don't worry, man. It's kids, right? Like, kids are just naturally mean. He's like, I get used to it after a while. I was like, okay. I'm sorry, though.
Picture this dude in a little PE shorts directing the children, but also on the back end plotting to catch a blue Sonic Quick Hedgehog at night.
Of course. Yes. That's what I'm thinking of right now, man. All right, so next up on my list is one, I didn't keep it light, I went straight to the evil. I really, after Kamoshida, I got another one, Pyramid Head from Silent Hill 2.
I had a feeling.
Ooh, that guy, that thing, that whatever he is, the first time you run into him in the game, and you see him come out of nowhere, and he just decides to decimate everything in his way, including the other monsters who are chasing you. Immediately, you know, oh, this is one bad motherfucker right here, man. Like, this is bad right here. And he, some of the stuff in that game where you watch him rip skin off. What's that?
No, I was going to say, too, the tripped out part, if I remember, correctly, because it's still Silent Hill is a little vague. He's kind of I wouldn't say a good guy. You can't call Pyramid Head a good guy, but he just doing his job. Like, he's just out there cleaning up the dam. That's what even made it creepier with him, bro. Like,
he's neutral. That dude he's completely creepy. Neutral. It's like what's his name from the Marvel universe? Everybody always talks about it. Galactus. Galactus is a completely neutral character. He just is there to keep a balance and eat planets, and that's it. He's still scary as hell, but that's what he's there for. Yeah,
because he destroys the whole world.
Yeah.
I can't see it, which I can't wait till we get on you know, next week's subject, bring Mike in. But we might have to find something with him. Galactus is
Galactus is he's a beast, man. He's a beast for sure. And then he sends, not only does he like come and eat your planet, but he sends a dude in front of him to go, hey, this guy's gonna come eat your planet. You better evacuate that if you can.
Probably destroy your planet.
Yeah. That's the craziest thing. And not like he took Norrin Rad, man, and just like completely screwed his life up. Like, get back on the Silver Surfer. Anyway, what's next up on your list, bud?
Next up, I'm still going with Blockbuster regular. Get him out of the ways, man. We're going to go ahead and go with Bowser from Mario, man.
Bowser.
Especially after Odyssey recently. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's one of the coolest levels ever in Mario, I think. I mean, just as, you know, I'm not going to spoil it for every. I still hadn't heard too many spoilers with that one. That's how you know it's a good villain. But, he's a classic, man. Bowser. First time you come across Bowser in Super Mario to now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the whole journey. So, I can't go without putting him on the list.
Well, I remember in Super Mario World, his, like, flying blimp thing. And I hated that so much, man. I played that game so many times, but I loved the design of it. I loved the look of it, but I hated fighting him in that damn thing. And then when at the end, though, where you get to take him out of it and then you get to fly it around. So good. Such a good feeling. That little bastard. Always stealing crap. My grandmother hated him, man. She used to play Mario with me back in the day. And she'd come and she'd go, he's such a cover your ears. And she'd always tell me to cover my ears.
I almost wanted to put Princess Peach, though. Because I almost look at her as being a villain. Motherfucker, why you keep running to Bowser, though? Every time? You
can't every stay time. In the house?
Come on, man.
Man, there's some questions there, man. Like we talked about, every villain is the sees you as the bad guy in the story, right?
Ingo.
So what if it's
ultimate side dude?
What if there's another parallel universe where there's a bunch of video games? It's not Super Mario, it's Super Bowser, and you're just Bowser trying to get Princess Peach back from Mario constantly. That's the game that I want to see, man.
That's the next game, man. That's put it out there. Put it in the universe. It's coming back.
Yes, let's bring this. All right, up next on my list is one of my favorite games of all time, one of my favorite villains of all time. Andrew Ryan from BioShock, would you kindly? This is, it's one of the best it's one of the best twists in video games of all time. When you find out that the voice over your radio that's been telling you, would you kindly, the entire time, is actually the antagonist of the entire game. And when you find that out, man, it pissed me off, because you have to kill, what's his name? I can't remember his name. He makes you kill the creator of Rapture and with a golf club, because he keeps saying, would you kindly kill him? And you have to do it. And it's one of the most devastating, heartbreaking moments of the game. So I built my first run of BioShock out to play it as a melee combat only, right? Because you get that wrench, right? You get that wrench in the beginning. The thing about the developers is when they designed the first two games, they designed it so that if you focused on melee, you basically become an unstoppable god king. So I got to the last boss. I'm playing it. I've got my wrench out. Man, I just go up and just start whack, whack, whack over and over until he's dead, man. Felt so good. So good.
Nah, that's a good one, man. That's a good one. And we talked a little bit about Infinite, BioShock Infinite before, and it is underrated. That's one. Yeah. I underrated it myself, but it's just the nostalgia from the first one and with the big daddies and everything. Whenever you bring up a wrench, you make me think about dodgeball. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
No. No. Is it necessary? Is it necessary to drink my own urine? No. But no. It's sterile, and I like the taste.
And I like the taste. Like, dude, that dude's fucking Captain O'Hoolahan.
Oh, dude, he's fantastic.
Oh, that's a good one. That's
a good one. What's next up for you, Todd?
Man, just because I can't wait to say his name on the list anymore, man, the Joker. Mm-hmm. The Batman, Arkham Asylum, Arkham, you know, series, the whole nine, man. Joker is really, for me, pound for pound, one of the best villains just across entertainment, period.
Absolutely.
And they did a great job in those games, having him in his head, even the steroid crazy-looking Joker. It was just the dichotomy between those two is amazing, and it carried over into that beat-em-up, man, one of my favorites.
Dude, it's one of the best of all time. And Joker is being one of the quintessential villains in pop culture history. I mean, everything from the comic books to Jack Nicholson to Heath Ledger to the worst Joker, which was Jared Leto. Like, just all over the bed.
Guilty confession. I kind of dug the Jared Leto
Fair enough,
Joker.
Man. Fair enough.
But I can see how he's the worst one.
Yeah, my whole thing with him was just the facial tattoos. If they would have gotten rid of the face tattoos, I think I would have been a lot better. The one that said damaged bothered me. Because, yeah, you're the joke. You're wearing clown makeup, and you're sitting in a bar, and you're dressed like to the nines with this getup. It's like nobody needs damage to know that you're clearly damaged.
Clearly you're damaged. I can see that.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Maybe just because he had a gold grill and kind of remind me of Paul Wall.
That part was actually kind of cool.
Crystal meth version.
I like the gold grill though, man. Like I dug the gold grill. It was literally just that one tattoo that threw me off where I was like, yeah, this is too obvious. This is too much.
You're not willing to give him one more chance at like a full role? Or you think they should move forward from him?
I could see a full role, but mostly because I trust Jared Leto. Like, Jared Leto's a good actor. Like, he really is. And I don't think he handled the performance bad at all. Like, a lot of people got mad at that. I didn't think that was all that bad. In fact, I'm one of the few people probably who, while Suicide Squad's nowhere near one of my favorite movies of all time, I actually kind of enjoyed what I saw of it. Granted, there's a lot of problems with that movie, but some of that was a lot of fun for me. Like, Will Smith was fun in that movie. So I was good with it,
man. Yeah.
All right, next up for me is Shodan from System Shock 2, the incredibly evil and devious artificial intelligence that you create. And who turns against you and watches you the entire game and forces you to do things that you would not want to do in this game. It's one of the most difficult boss fights of all time. That I must have played that. Because back when I first played System Shock 2, I was pretty young. So it took me a good 45 days of trying to beat that boss. Because I was one of those dudes, and I still am, I just refuse to drop the difficulty level. I just refuse. So I just kept up with it and just kept plugging away. But that is also, they've got a System Shock 2 remake coming out. I highly recommend it to anyone who wants to pick it up to see where like the architecture for games like BioShock came from. Because this was Ken Levine, the designer of the first two BioShocks. This was one of his first major games was System Shock and System Shock 2. And they're fan-freaking-tastic, man. Like, I can't wait for that remake. I've watched some of the footage, and it just looks absolutely stunning. What's next for you, bud?
Oh, man. Good. That was a good choice, by the way. I got to get Mass Effect in here, and I was a little bit on the fence, but I'm going to go with the Elusive Man.
Mm-hmm.
That was just one of the smoothest, like coolest things fucking Andromeda in the world. It it was amazing.
I like how you snuck that that in there.
Oh yeah fucking Andromeda, man. But you know, I still have Andromeda, and I'm just every time I see it to re-download it because I hear like now's the time to play, they patched everything. I'm just like, we do this now, we talking about it, and I'm just like, man, y'all can't recreate. You know how smooth the Elusive Man was? I almost said the Reapers or even Sauron, and that was the great thing about the Mass Effect series before they killed it. The villains, it was captivating. They were, you know, just larger than life. And Elusive Man wasn't like this big crazy Reaper, but he just was menacing, and just the energy, the acting was good. I'm about to fuck this up. I want to say it was Michael Douglas that voiced it. I think that who that was. I'm not looking it up, but it was like a real actor. Hold on, like
I'm gonna check this out.
Yeah, I gotta verify that. I gotta verify the voice, man. I was supposed to. I'm coming to the podcast unprepared.
You know what, though? That's okay. This is a mini-sode.
Yeah, man. This is what we do, man. Just fuck with each other, man.
And through the magic of time travel, we're back with an answer.
Martin motherfucking Sheen, man. I'm tripping, bro. I had to get that's just right. Martin Sheen, no disrespect to you. You did a great job as the Elusive Man. Michael Douglas is an Ant-Man that's coming out, right?
Yeah.
He's playing Hank the Pym dude. So, yeah, that's where that came from. I was watching that clip. But, yeah, man, he did that. Like, that voice acting, the character, the idea, that one stuck with me, man. The Elusive Man, yes.
That was a fantastic choice, my friend. Fantastic. My next one is more so due to the difficulty of the battle and my childhood almost breaking 3 N64 controllers trying to beat this guy. It is Andros from Star Fox 64. Ugh. Mm. One of the most frustrating fights I have ever experienced. And another one that I just banged my head against the wall until I finally beat it one day and then never went back to Star Fox 64 because I was like, I'm done. I'm finished. I did it. I did this. I'm good. But no, it's Star Fox 64 is a great game, man. Like, if you can go find the 3DS port of it, it's totally worth picking that back up. Just, I like good flight shooters, if you will. And I don't know if anybody did them better than Star Fox 64 back in the day. And I even like Star Fox Zero to a degree for the Wii U. Like, that didn't get great reviews, but that nostalgia took over, man. When I popped in Star Fox Zero, I played that game for probably a good 6 or 7 hours straight, and it's just so good, man.
Star Fox is a classic. I'm glad it finally came up in one of the shows. Like, it's gonna come up again, and I cannot wait to see, even though it may take forever, I would like to see a Star Fox on the Switch.
I would too.
Put a Star Fox on the Switch, Nintendo.
Please do. Would you kindly, Nintendo? Would you kindly? All right, Todd, what's your next one?
I got my God of War in here. Mm. Zeus, God of War 2. Gotta get God of War in there, bro.
He almost made my list.
He almost didn't, but I'm going for a streak here. You know what I mean? And legitimately, in that game, bro, he was... I mean, because the fact, number one, the fact that you, no matter what you could do, you couldn't beat him. Yeah. That's the first thing. And then it was just such a part of the story. You start to find out where you come from and everything else. And it was just the idea of Zeus being a villain with the whole Greek mythology aspect. You know what I'm saying? He's supposed to be the man. It just, man, it still stuck with me all these years. So Zeus, I couldn't leave him off the list. He's one of the worst motherfuckers out there.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's motherfucker number 6.
Dude, he was perfect, man. He was absolutely one of the perfect villains. And then, you know, where you just couldn't beat him. You just couldn't do it. It became so frustrating no matter what you did. And, oh, God, so good. So good. My number 2 is another one that I've mentioned probably every single episode, and I'll have to come back to it. Psycho Mantis from Metal Gear Solid.
I was waiting on you to say it. I knew it.
Oh, what a bitch.
Hey, I saw a meme. I thought about you with the... It had a picture of the old PlayStation with the controller in the second port, but go ahead, my brother.
It just, oh my God, dude. It was one of the first, like, mind-blowing experiences I've ever had with a video game where I'm going, wait, what do you mean I have to, wait, that's the only way I can beat it is to unplug the controller? Are you kidding me? Oh, he's reading my memory card? Great. Now I feel completely violated. Just, that's Kojima, man. That's that Kojima weird-ass shit that he does, man. And just, that's why I can't wait for the next game, Death Stranding. Like, it's going to be so good. But Psycho Mantis, like, once you get past the actual beginning of it, it's not a difficult battle. It's just one of the most memorable ones I've ever had.
Yeah.
And I always come back to that as, like, innovation in video games being Psycho Mantis. What's your last one, buddy?
Number one, I bounced around. I got a couple of honorable mentions at the end, but He's a big one. Richard Nixon.
Yep.
Yep. No, I'm just joking, bro. Yep. GTA 5 Trevor. I was on the fence, but because you get to play at him, there's no way around it. He is a bad guy. He is a villain. Even though he wins in the end, it's like one of the coolest twists to it because Trevor is the most, one of the sickest, coolest human beings I've ever, and I get to play with him. So it wasn't a situation where I was against him. And you just randomly load it up and end up in a random place with a midget and just be drunk and not know what's going on. And just his whole character. Like, think about how he starts out. Like, he's fucking somebody, girl, a meth addict in the trailer, and beats the boyfriend to a pulp.
Yep.
Oh. The mission with the Asians came, and he to check out his operation. God.
Oh, so, I forgot about how he starts out, too.
It's always weird coming up with lists, but that's what's cool about them, because I never thought about it that way until we're going to do this. So, yeah, that's my number one, man. Trevor from GTA 5.
That's a fantastic choice, too, because you're right. You're never against him because you play as him, but at the same time, he's just an awful human being. He's just an awful human being. Everything he does is terrible. It's like... It's like, have you ever watched that show Shameless on Showtime?
I've seen a couple of episodes. I didn't get into it like I wanted to, but I heard it's really good.
Yeah, the William H. Macy character reminds me of him. Like, he will just do absolutely anything to come out on top. No matter who he's got to screw over, no matter who he's got to met, he will... Oh, Trevor was such an ugly bastard, too.
I always got to have some dichotomy. I always got to have two sides to these characters. That's what makes them great. That's what makes them, you know, have that weight and help carry a story, man.
Man, yes, I like your number one selection better than mine, but I'll go ahead and say it. I'll go ahead and say it. It's actually Kefka from Final Fantasy VI.
So I was waiting on the Final Fantasy one. Well, tell me about it.
It's my favorite villain of all time. Kefka, not only is he dressed like a clown, I mean, he's directly inspired by the Joker. Directly inspired. Like, they've talked about him being... His character model is based off the Joker. He loves chaos in this world that you're in. And that's his ultimate goal, is to destroy the world. Here's the beautiful thing. He succeeds halfway through the game. So you play the first half of the game trying to stop him, and he succeeds anyway. And then you play the last half of the game trying to just kill him. And when you finally get to him, he is not only one of the most intense battles I've ever had, where you have to work your way up through like 7 or 8 boss battles before you get to him. So you're exhausting resources as you're going. But then when you finally get to him, I killed him. So you get a team, you get 3 teams of 4 people when you're facing off against him. I got down to my very last guy before I was able to kill him. My very, very last guy. And then I finally did it. And not only this, man, I recommend anybody who's never played it, go look up Kefka's final form. It's just the most, like, it's a weird combination of angelic features with, like, a demonic presence. And it is just freaking sick, dude. It is freaking sick. But I love that game.
I can dig it, man. I was waiting. I knew it. I'm just glad that we... are still getting this podcast connection, man, because I was like, where's the Final Fantasy? Yeah. I know it's coming. I was looking at some shit. You mind if I rattle off just a couple of
No, go ahead. Yeah.
Or just real quick, honorable mention, of course, Shao Kahn, him bunched up with Goro and Shang Tsung, but Shao Kahn for sure, at least in the last one. Alduin from Skyrim.
Yep.
Dragon. Darth Vader specifically... from the Force Unleashed 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Because I know it's a bajillion Star Wars game. And Vas Montegro, the fucking drug addict in Far Cry 3.
Oh, dude, I almost did that one. That was on my honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions, man. That's it real quick.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. There it is. Another 7, man. There it go.
Another 7. This has been this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial, the mini-sode. We again appreciate you guys for listening. Want to remind everybody, follow us on Twitter at STT_pod. Like us at facebook.com/skipthetutorialpodcast. Email us at gmail at skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com. And leave us a review on iTunes for a chance to win a $35 Amazon gift card. I got 2 phrases to sign off with. My first phrase before we get to our usual is don't let the bastards ground you down. And our second phrase, Todd, you want to say it with me in three?
Oh, let me get this in. Thank you, Cambodia. Now I'm ready.
Thank you, Cambodia. 3, 2, 1. Stay humble.
Stay humble.
All right, you guys have a wonderful day, and stick around for, well, nothing, because it's the last part of the episode.
Chill, y'all be cool.